This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about the decision by Amazon to no longer provide the book by Dr. Ryan Anderson on transgenderism. Ironically, Anderson did not know his book was pulled until a reader told him. He logged on to Amazon and was greeted with a message that it was not a functioning page. That's because free speech isn't a functioning principle at this e-commerce company. Did Amazon and Jeff Bezos merely give in to the woke mob? That's hard to imagine. 2 years ago, when the National Enquirer attempted to blackmail him, he resisted them and went public. As one of the richest men in the world, he can afford to stand up to those calling for a virtual book burning. Besides, he didn't have to stand up to the mob. He was content to go along with it. Does Amazon have the right to exclude books from its online service? Of course it does. But it is interesting to see what books aren't banned from Amazon. Rod Dreher noted that Jeff Bezos will sell you Hitler's autobiography because he correctly trusts readers, but will not sell you a book by the head of a major American think tank. Will more Amazon censorship take place? That is certain. Two congressional Democrats wrote a stern letter to Jeff Bezos that was demanding more censorship. They lament that the country's public discourse is plagued by misinformation, disinformation, conspiracy theories, and lies. A good way to counteract some of that would be to have more quality books, you know, like the one written by Ryan Anderson that was just censored. They weren't finished. They also demanded to know why Amazon Fire TV carries conservative programs. They also sent similar letters to a dozen cable CEOs and tech CEOs, pressing them to drop contracts with right-of-center outlets like Fox News. All of this suggests that we will see more censorship in the future. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. pointofview.net.